Welcome to the Edinburgh Side Review, episode 23. My name's Neil Caldwell. I have with me James Cocker, aka IT.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad, not bad.
Good.
No faffing about this week. We're going straight into your fridge.
You're like this every week. Why can't we have a wee chat before the show?
Because the more we chit-chat, the greater the time until we actually drink cider.
Oh yeah, I forget. You're thirsty
so,
again.
So we can do generic nonsense chit-chat whilst we're doing your fridge.
Okay, straight into the cider. Fine. So, this episode, it's a bit of a supermarket selection we have.
A supermarket
sweep. We have four supermarket branded ciders. So, a Tesco Finest Oak Matured Still Cider, I believe, is produced by Weston's. We have from Sainsbury's Sparkling French Cider, produced and bottled by some French company.
Sainsbury's Taste the Difference range.
Yes. We have a Waitrose Hertfordshire Cloudy Still and Dry Cider, which I believe is also a Weston's. And we have here a large 75 centilitre bottle of Tillington Hills from the Cooperative.
A.K.A. Scotmid.
A.K.A. Scotmid. So it shall be interesting to... I wouldn't really compare these. They are kind of different ciders. I just thought, as we've got ciders which are probably easy to find in your local supermarket, and they should be semi-decent ciders, that we'd give them a shot.
Yeah. So we've got four medium dry, all supermarket, kind of the finest sort of equivalent brand, and three of them are Weston's, you said?
No, two.
Two of them are Weston's. Okay.
Well, let's crack open the Still Tesco Finest.
That's the Tesco Finest range.
Oak Matured Still Cider. So I kind of, it's to be honest, it's unusual to have a still cider in a bottle. Most of them are carbonated that we've come across, aren't they?
Yeah, but
and I mean, like my still cider.
Yeah, but we do have a lot of the very good ciders, even in bottles, are still.
Yeah, but most are sparkling, especially the ones you find in supermarkets.
It smells a bit like white wine, this one. This is the Tesco Finest Oak Matured Still Cider.
Yeah, made by Weston's. Let's give it a sip.
Tastes like Weston's. Tastes okay.
Yeah. That's a decent...
It's not bad.
Not bad. It's a 5.5%. Decent. Nothing incredibly different.
No.
But for a still cider, that's quite drinkable, that.
Yeah, I mean, Tesco Finest, Sainsbury's Taste the Difference, this kind of top brand of supermarkets, the range, you generally expect higher quality.
Yeah.
Okay quality. But does it work with something like cider? I suppose maybe that's what we're finding out.
I think it's probably...
Is this any better than a normal Henry Weston's, for instance? No.
Not necessarily. I mean, it's just a different... It's just a slightly different Henry Weston's. So it's more about... It's probably going to be quite cheap in supermarkets, and it's
yeah, readily
available.
Yeah, you say that, right? It's Tesco Finest. Was it cheap? I mean...
I can't actually remember. I got this a while ago.
It might be compatible to other good cider you'd get. But I wouldn't say if it was that or a Henry Weston's. Well, I don't know. I think it's better than like the 8.2% Henry Weston's.
It's probably just that watered down a bit. Although this is still, remember.
I think most people that are not cider aficionados, but quite like the occasional cider, would maybe quite enjoy this.
I mean, I picked this up. Tesco has quite a decent range of cider. I mean, it does Orchard Pig at the moment, so I'd definitely take an Orchard Pig over this.
Yeah. But does Orchard Pig, Thistle Cross... And there's one other one. There's one other one that I would get before that, for instance. So I think you'd get at least three different...
I mean, I'd pick this. I'd probably pick this over Henry Weston's, mainly because it's still something which is slightly different. Henry Weston's you get in pubs, you get in all sorts. Something a little bit different in your supermarket, easy to get.
I'd take an Old Rosé before that.
I wouldn't. I like this still here. Drinkable. Yeah. So great.
It's okay. I'll give it a 6.5.
I was going to give it 6.5 as well.
Well,
we've been good recently, haven't we?
Yeah.
Agreeing.
Less confrontational.
Yeah, indeed.
We did have a complaint once about the fact we're too confrontational one episode.
I blame you.
Well, I'll blame you, and then we'll get into another cycle of confrontation, which will put off some listeners, and other listeners will enjoy. But we'll leave it there. We'll give it a 6.5. We'll move on from Tesco Finest. We'll go to where Sainsbury's.
No, let's go to Waitrose, because that's a French one. I'm guessing it does say medium dry on it, but I'm guessing it's going to be sweeter than this one. So I know this probably means if we go to this Waitrose 2011 vintage, that we are going to another Weston's one. It's interesting, because this doesn't actually say Weston's on it. It's only when you drill into the blurb...
that it does actually say it's Weston's on it.
That it does actually, in small print, say that it's made at Weston's.
Anyway, it's Waitrose. It's 2011 vintage, because I got this over a year ago.
Yeah.
And we've just got round to doing this supermarket show.
So this is still and cloudy, it's meant to be. It doesn't look cloudy. Have you shaken the bottle?
No.
Well, you should have.
It's been sitting in your flat for the last year or so.
God knows what's happened to it. It's in a black bottle. It should be all right. Or a brown bottle.
Waitrose, premium supermarket generally. They don't need a segment of a... They don't have a finest range or anything like that. They all...
Yeah.
All their produce is finest.
Pretty much is. So this is a 7% cider.
A wee bit cloudier than the other one.
Mm.
7% is quite high.
It's got a bit more flavour, this one.
That's a good one. That's good.
That's
more traditional, more...
Yeah.
That's a good cider.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think I have had this a while ago, but... I don't remember liking it like it as much as this.
That's because it's got an element of that the tannin.
It does.
Flavour.
Yes. Right?
But it's not too overpowering. It's not too overpowering. It's quite nice. And there's still an element of sweetness to it almost.
Mm.
That may be this kind of false sweetness that you sometimes get inside. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I like it. It's got a nice balance. It's got the nice balance between the traditional and the more modern flavour, would you say? I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I wouldn't describe either of these particularly as medium dry, more medium.
Yeah, you're right. Well, whether it's just because there's a... I mean, the first one was lacking a wee bit taste-wise, so that couldn't necessarily come through as well.
That's a good cider, that is. I'm surprised at that.
You like your Waitrose? Well, Weston's.
Did we had a Waitrose French one a while ago, didn't we? Well, a long time ago.
Did we?
I think we did, yeah.
Oh, I vaguely remember a different coloured bottle, yeah.
Yeah, but this is a success.
Hmm.
Yeah, very good.
Well, get yourself down to Waitrose and try some of their, well, what's probably the 2012 vintage at least.
Or maybe even 2013.
Maybe even 2013 by now. I don't know. When do vintage ciders normally come out for the year? When does a crop of the...
I don't know, there's a good question for the listeners.
Yeah, let us know.
When does last year's vintage come into this year's supermarket?
Yeah, indeed.
So,
right, what are we giving this?
I'm going 8.
Oh.
Let's not lie. I'm going by the quality of the cider. I'm not going by any judgments. I'm not judging it by anything else.
Because I was going to give it a bit more than that Tesco one. I was going to just go up to a 7.
No, leaps and bounds ahead of that.
I mean, it's... Yeah, I'm sticking with my 7.
Okay. I'm surprised that that's a Weston's. That's much better than any Weston's. It is, though, right? That is better than any Weston's cider. But yeah, you're saying...
It's not dramatically different than kind of other Weston's.
No, it is. It's more... It's,
but the stillness of it...
It's not just the fact it's still, because we've just had another Weston's still cider. That Waitrose one is very good. Okay.
Interesting.
We press on. Do you want to go to the...
No, let's go to France.
We're going to France.
Yeah.
Via Sainsbury's.
Let's try the Sainsbury Sparkling French Cider. Now, I seem to remember reading somewhere that this one won some kind of award for, I can't remember what it was up against. Not too much, because I'm coming to down the end of these so we can move on to the next one. So it's a nice golden colour there.
Yeah, that looks like a French cider.
It does look is like this French. It's fizzy.
Whereabouts in France?
Smells French.
Would this be a...
What does it say on the bottle?
This is a Breton one.
Okay.
Breton one. I think I slightly prefer the Breton ones to the Norman ones. From what we've had.
Yeah, I'd agree. Right, let's give it a taste.
That's good.
That is good. It's typically French.
Typically Breton.
Typically Breton, yes.
Nice and... I wouldn't call it medium dry, again. It's more... Medium, even medium sweet, I would say.
Yeah, that's why. I thought this was going to be.
This is going surprisingly well. I thought that this was the show that we were kind of leaving until we. Well, we'll let listeners into a secret. this was the kind of spare show that we were going to have when we ran out of all other ciders. You decided unilaterally before the show that we're going to do the supermarket show, this one.
I did.
Even though you've got others in the cellar.
Yes. The reason, there was a reason, it's because the last one that we'll come to shortly from the co-op, my local co-op has just started selling it, so I want to try this so that we can at least, I can at least buy some more.
So it's a selfish decision.
It was slightly, yes.
Fair enough. But anyway, it was originally going to be the spare show when we ran out of cider, because, believe it or not, remember 15 shows or so ago, we thought we were going to run out of cider, so we always had a spare show in place.
Yes.
Whereas now, well, in the last 10 shows, we've had an excess of cider. So, but now we're having this anyway, through IT's choice. I think we've covered that point.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the Sainsbury's French Breton.
I like this a lot.
Yeah, I like it too. It's not quite as good as the real Breton ciders, the ones that we've had that have actually come from Brittany, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, where's the Longueuil one from? Is that a Breton?
No, that's Norman.
Is it? Okay. Because I had a bottle of that last night, and I'm just trying to compare this one to it. It's, that one had a bit more of a kind of scrumptious kind of kick to it, but I do like this. It's a bit cleaner. It's a bit crisper.
Yeah, but I just noticed at the end, it's got that slightly artificialness that you don't quite get in the more genuine Breton. So I'm not saying this isn't, but obviously because they're mass producing it for the supermarket, you lose some of that.
Mm.
Real authenticity, farm guy and a farmer filling up a bottle kind of thing that we've had in other Breton ciders that I really like. Now I think this has got all the good bits of Breton cider, but there's a touch of a sour note at the end.
So it's 4% Brittany by Lesilias. Was that just the Sellers Association?
I don't know. I don't think
that's what that means.
For the purposes of this show, it's Sainsbury's.
Yeah, sparkling French cider, medium dry. Right, I like this. I'm going to give this an 8.
You're giving that an 8?
Yeah.
See, you're wrong.
Right? Nope, I'm not wrong.
Because you've given better Breton ciders worse marks, I'm sure. But if you're giving it an 8, you're giving it an 8.
I'm giving it an 8.
I'll give it a 7.5.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a 7.75.
Yeah, so that beats the Waitrose.
Yeah, definitely.
I wouldn't have thought so, but...
No, I'd pick this up.
But combined, we're giving it that grade. So
over the Waitrose any day. So, yeah, I like this a lot. I'm going to finish the rest of that.
All right, we'll press on.
So, on to our fourth cider of the evening.
Which is a litre of Scott Med's finest.
It's not quite a litre. It's 75 centilitres. But, yeah, this is the reason... This one here is the reason I'm doing this show, is because my recent Scott Med has just started selling this. They used to pretty much have no... decent ciders. Henry Weston's vintage was the best that my local Scotmid used to sell, but they've had a rearrange and have now started selling this and Wildwood, actually. So I've been drinking a bit of Wildwood. I do like my Wildwood cider.
It's a good base cider.
So
it's a good one to go with.
Because we basically try to avoid trying ciders until we have them in the show, I wanted to give this one a go so I can at least stock up on some of it if we like it. So it's quite a kind of dark colour from the, it's clear, but it's dark from the bottle. So you even poured out.
Friend of the show, Gary Caldwell, got this bottle for me.
I'm looking forward to trying this. It looks still.
Is this one of these ones that could be a sort of a nice surprise?
I'm really intrigued by this. It's either going to be very nice or very horrible. It looks like it's lightly sparkling.
We don't think this is from Weston's.
Oh, I'm liking the slight aroma.
One of the more tangy ones, I would say.
It's not as... It's a bit lacking in flavour for me.
It's lacking in flavour because the other three were actually quite good.
Mm. See, it's
okay.
It's nice-ish. It's got a bit of that. It's got Yarlington Mill apple in it. You know that Yarlington Mill one that we had that was like really powerful kick at the start.
Yeah,
I can sense a tiny bit of that, but it's almost like it's watered down.
Yeah, I think it is watered down.
But it's. I mean, it is. It's what is it? 5%? Is it 6%? This is 6%. So it can't be. It
doesn't taste 6% at all, does it?
No.
I mean, you could easily. I suppose I would call this the. It's like a slightly. I was trying to think of some kind of beer analogy. I was going to say Tennent's, but that'd be far too harsh. Because Tennent's, you put the equivalent of Strongbow, probably something like that. I'd say this is maybe on the realms of a Carlsberg Export.
No. See, it's Tillington Hills. So Britain's largest farmer. What does that even mean? It's
I think it's because it's the cooperative farms.
Eh? Oh, well.
It's okay. It's okay.
And I think this is better than it tastes, if you get me.
What, as in the produce that has gone into it?
I mean,
is high quality.
Look at the colour of it and the percentage of it and the. But the colour. It does not taste like.
Yeah, but the colour of it is the same colour as Strongbow. It's not like a good.
God, no! That's not the colour of Strongbow.
Yeah, that is.
Have you seen the colour of Strongbow? The colour of Strongbow is more. It's
clear.
This Tillington Hills is really dark. Really dark, really kind of orangey. Strongbow is pretty much like. More like this Westerns. It's a lot lighter, a lot yellower.
Is it?
Yeah. Strongbow is.
I can't even remember the last time I had Strongbow.
It's no. This has got a good color to it, a very good color to it. You don't see cheap.
It's a caramel color
cider coming like that. Yeah, which is why the taste kind of surprises me. I think it's decent. If the taste that it did have,
you should. It's not artificial color. Actually.
If the taste that it did have was kicked up a bit, then it would probably be quite good. I'm a wee bit disappointed. It's not going to stop me from giving it another go and having another bottle of this.
I'll tell you something. It's got, though, because it's like supermarket produce, it's obviously got the standard ingredients, and usually it would say no artificial ingredients or preservatives. This one doesn't say that.
Yeah, you can't read into that. I mean, it doesn't say
that.
Yeah,
it can.
It won't say that on even decent cider.
You've totally changed your tune on this, right? You were the one that didn't want to even try this cider for an entire year, just because they've started selling in your local Scotland, you'd attempt to try it. You're also now drinking it through rose-tinted glasses, if you see what I mean.
No, I'm not.
I think you are. I think this is a very average cider.
No, yeah, it's disappointed me, but...
Average.
I think it's...
Very little flavour. Compared to the previous three we're getting, were particularly the Sainsbury's and the Waitrose one were very good.
Oh, they definitely had a lot more flavour, for sure.
And the Tesco Finest one, which was more like a traditional, maybe it was still Weston's idea, was okay as well. This is poorer. I'm going to give it a 5.5.
Oof. I'm giving it a 6.
All right, 5.75.
5.75 for the Tillington Hills. I'm going to try another bottle. This one has been sitting around, as we said, in my study for...
Yeah, but so have the so is the Waitrose one, and it was very good.
I know, but that one's in a dark bottle.
So?
So it's not less affected by the sunlight. That's why most bottles are dark, is so that the sunlight doesn't affect them.
All right.
Whereas the Co-op one is in a clear bottle.
I don't think your cellar in inverted commas catches much sunlight, though, does it?
It does. Because if you look on the Orchard Pig bottles, it says keep me out of direct sunlight.
All right.
So, I mean, it probably won't taste any different if I try another one, but I'm going to try another one. But yeah, a wee bit of a disappointment there. From the colour, I was expecting more, basically.
All right. Well, that concludes the supermarket sweep element of the show. And I suppose the results were generally better than we thought.
Better than you thought.
But no shocks, I would say. No shocks.
No, I mean, these are by no means the best for each supermarket. They're just kind of a random selection of supermarket-branded ciders.
You say that. I think it's a fair representation.
Yeah.
Because we've taken generally the one from the top shelf, as it were, from each supermarket.
I mean, we have missed out Morrison's, I must say, but I shall say that I have had the Morrison's branded, which again is Weston's.
Yeah.
I had a box, they do Weston's Organic, which I'm guessing is like the Wild Wood, but it's a bit different, because different percentage. They do it in bottles, which is fizzy, but then they do a box of it, which is still, and I really like that.
But I think we're in a position where we can say to the listeners, if they're in a city like ours, where they're supermarkets available and they're in one of them, or I don't know, they might go to two or three different supermarkets, which one is the one to buy their cider? And on this basis we'd say Sainsbury's and Waitrose.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Sainsbury's has got a decent selection of cider overall, and Waitrose normally does as well, so yeah, especially if you're looking range wise I've been meaning to do more of a...
Well, if you're looking at supermarket branded ones, Sainsbury's and Waitrose. But generally, I think Tesco's, Waitrose and Sainsbury's all these days have reasonable variety of ciders, as in not their own make ones.
Yeah. We do need to do a proper survey of the supermarkets and see which one comes out.
Let's be honest, the supermarkets are actually doing very well these days, aren't they? Because they're not, I mean, they could quite easily go down the road of just doing Jack's, Copperberg, Recorder Leg, but they're not.
No, do you know who does though?
Who?
Asda.
Asda.
So Asda. Asda, whenever I go to Asda, there is literally not a single one that I want to buy. Not a single. There's not even... I'm sure they don't even do her new decent Westerns ones. So Asda are definitely the poorest. The other ones are doing a decent job at...
So the Edinburgh side of you says avoid Asda.
Avoid Asda for side of sure.
Avoid
Asda. Well, my Leith Asda. I mean, I'm guessing they're all the same. I haven't really been to any other Asdas recently. But certainly avoid Leith Asda for cider.
But there are other supermarkets out there for cider.
Yes.
There we go. Very good. So that concludes the element of the show. We don't have news.
So this,
do you have news?
Well, no, but this show was kind of your show again, and it was up to you whether you chose to do any research or whether you chose just to not bother and wing it and see how the show turns out without any preparation. So I'm guessing it's the latter.
Well, if it was the freestyle show, right, what would have worked really better is if we just seamlessly gone in and started talking about something else rather than just you.
Well, we have. See, we're talking about this.
But we're now talking about ourselves, the way the BBC reports on itself and becomes a nonsense enterprise.
The reason I brought it up is just to point out to any new listeners that this show is not necessarily a representation of our average show quality. It may be better, it may be worse.
Yeah, but the last 2 minutes have been shit.
No, they've been worthwhile.
Well, have they?
Yes.
Well, anyway, how's your application to Canada going?
What's that got to do with cider?
Because it's imminent to the show. You're a joint star of the show, so your departure is relevant to the listeners, I would have thought.
This is the kind of chit-chat we need to have at the start of the show when it's worthwhile.
No, because we can't.
Isn't cider related.
This is my point. We can't have it at the start of the show because we're too eager to get into the cider.
Too eager to get into the cider.
Well, yes.
Canada's fine, probably a couple of months away. There's been a bit of chatter online about Ontario cider. Because it turns out, you know how I mentioned before how the only place you can buy cider is through these officially licensed LCBO stores. So the government basically marks it all up. They choose exactly what cider's on sale. And it's really restrictive.
You did, yeah.
Well, I follow the Ontario Cider Association on Twitter. And it's quite interesting. Some of the things they've been tweeting. Because apparently, even if a craft cider producer sells, say, a keg of cider...
What, you mean like a farmer?
No, a craft cider producer. Someone that makes cider. They're not the same farmers. It's not just farmers that make cider.
I know, but what I'm saying is, how do you define what a craft cider producer is?
Someone that makes cider with Ontario apples. Well, if you're talking about craft Ontario cider.
Yeah, but I'll give you opposite ends of the spectrum, right? If I go to a farm in Ontario,
yes,
right, with a big jug,
uh-huh,
right, and I say to the farmer, got any cider? He says yes, right? And he fills up the jug.
Yes.
And he says, and I say, how much for that? Oh, just give me a fiver, right?
Right.
Does he count as a craft cider producer?
Yeah, he'll count as a craft cider producer, but it's probably unlikely to be quite as... If they do make cider, they're probably making it for a reason rather than just
The occasional... Equally, another question, right? If I am the equivalent of Henry Weston's in Ontario... And I'm mass producing cider and selling it all over North America, right? And I'm adding a whole load of preservatives in it. I mean, I'm doing it through different licensing arrangements with supermarkets, for instance. Am I a craft cider producer?
Nah, you're a bit more...
Well, you're not a craft cider, but for the purposes of this new law that you're about to discuss. Is it a new law you're about to discuss?
No, it's not a new law I'm about to discuss.
But for the purposes of the definition of what you're about to say, are they a craft cider producer?
Yeah, probably. So, well,
what
no,
you
no,
mean
not,
is a cider
not
maker
necessarily
in IT.
The definition, not necessarily the definition, but because the only... Well, no, it's down to the craft cider producers because they're the ones that make the decent cider. That's what we're talking about here.
Right.
So even if they sell a keg of decent cider to a restaurant to sell,
yeah,
they only get like 50% of the sale.
So any cider producer that sells...
There's a massive markup still to the LCBO. So
any cider that gets sold in a restaurant in Ontario from a craft cider producer gets 50%. Not just craft cider.
Yeah, no, but it's what came out is basically when you compare it to beer.
Yeah.
The cut that the LCBO takes, even though they're not involved in the sale in the slightest.
Yeah.
With cider, they get 40% of the sale. With beer, it's probably half that. So what the campaign is at the moment is to at least get cider on a level pegging with beer.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
To stop ripping off the craft cider producers.
Do you think it's because in Canada they've maybe got... Because cider has, not so much recently, but in the past, especially the really strong, cheap shit cider, that's not even cider.
Mm.
It's just highly fortified water with alcohol and sugar, yeah. Right? That's associated with the sort of dregs of society that are going out and getting pissed on 3 liter bottles of Strongbow, etc.
Well, I don't think
has Canada got the same issue?
No,
it doesn't. What's the excuse?
From what I understand, it's the kind of drinking. I'm struggling for words here, but people, yeah, you're less likely to head out for a night out and getting smashed unless you're maybe a teenager. In Canada, from what I understand, it seems a lot less civilized than it is here. I know it is here to an extent, but
so what you're saying is Scotland's more civilized than Canada.
No, other way around.
Oh, Canada's more civilized than Scotland.
Yes.
To the extent that only a small proportion of teenage delinquents are going out and getting smashed.
Yeah.
So because everybody gets smashed.
So because of that, you don't get these. I don't think you really get these really strong cider, especially as they're all confined and restricted by what's on sale from the LCBO stores.
Yeah.
So it's very heavily licensed, which might be the reason why things like that in Canada, because it's so heavily licensed, which could be an argument for it. But either way,
but people lose out.
Exactly.
Like yourself,
the craft cider producers, people that like decent cider. Really struggle. In fact, quite ironically, I got quite excited when I saw that LCBO tweeted. It looked like a PDF of a leaflet talking about a local cider producer. In fact, I think it was one of the ones that you mentioned in the show a couple of weeks ago that you discovered was in that competition, right? And I got really excited. Oh, this is a decent cider, craft cider producer. The LCBO talking about, that means that they must sell them in the show. No, you look at the bottom, little asterisk. You cannot get cider from this producer in LCBO stores. So God knows why they've gone and made a leaflet all about local cider and interviewed this guy and everything when you couldn't even buy their cider from LCBO stores. So God knows what they're playing at.
Sounds very complicated.
But yeah, so it will be interesting when I get over it. As I said, I'm banking on the French side of things by jumping across into Quebec.
Yeah.
Finding French cider or French style cider.
Quebecois cider.
Yeah, if that's what you call it.
I think so.
Right.
Anyway, it sounds like a law that's maybe helping society is losing out the responsible cider drinkers.
Yes. And beer drinkers. Oh, well, not quite as much beer drinkers.
Yeah. Because
you'll always get a kind of range of, more of a greater range of beer in these places than cider.
Have you decided what cider you're taking to Canada yet?
I haven't yet. I need to work out how much I can take.
Maybe the listener should help you. 24 together, bottles.
Put together my 24 bottles. We had someone round quoting how much it's going to move all our stuff over the other week. And in the pack that they sent us, there was a form, an LCBO form, where we have to write down exactly how many litres and exactly what alcohol we're going to ship over with all our stuff. And with each thing that we ship over, we have to you add it up and it comes to how much I have to pay the LCBO just because I'm shipping over my own cider. It's not much. I think with beer
or
something.
How can they possibly tell?
It's like five
If you wrapped all, I don't know, say you wrapped all your jumpers around all your bottles of cider, how could they possibly
because
tell?
Because if they see anything slightly suspicious, like the guy was even saying, I need to make sure my bike is as clean as possible because the slightest bit of mud and they will go through every single item in the whole thing and your shipment will be delayed by weeks.
God.
So, yeah, you need to be careful. But yeah, so I need to go through and basically. But even this form didn't even say cider, so maybe I can take cider in for free. Maybe it's only beer you have to pay this stuff for. So
yeah,
it's just a bit ridiculous.
What you could do is decant all your cider into, I don't know, blank tubs, flagons. You get flagons of nondescript cider.
It's not worth trying to avoid the Canadian customs authorities.
Here's the point, though, right?
Would you make things worse?
Say that was the decision you made, right? Just to do it for tax avoidance effectively, and you wanted just two large flagons of nondescript cider that you knew guaranteed was good cider. Would you be happy with that, or do you like the fact that you get a bottle knowing what it is and you can see what it is and all the rest of it?
No, I could do it, but no, it would be more the fact that I'd probably have to drink it a lot quicker if I had a open tub of this stuff rather than a few bottles that hadn't been opened. And again, there's probably something to do with if it's a bottle that can be a thing that can be reopened that I've filled up, I'm probably not allowed to ship it in the first place.
All right, well, I'll broaden the question, right? say, because we're not in the part of the world where we can just go nip over to the nearest farm and fill up a jug, right? Would you prefer if that was the case? Or do you just, what I'm saying is, do you like the idea, like we do in this show, for instance, of getting bottles of cider? And you can see the name, you can read a bit about it, you can see what it's calling itself. Can have a look at the branding. Or would you like the idea of the more traditional fill up a jug?
No, I like that idea. I like, and if Growler Beers was closer to me, I'd probably be heading to them a lot more often for cider.
Because it's more like the traditional idea.
Well, not even just that. Partly because I get to try the cider, I can then fill up my thing, and obviously because it changes regularly as well.
Yeah.
The method of transportation, or whatever you want to call it, bottle versus growler, I don't really bother me either way. It's more how that leads to being able to try different ciders. That's the main thing for me.
Yeah.
And also when I find a good cider, being able to get a decent amount of it and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I was thinking about this. Partly the reason I was thinking about this is because I would say right now I'm leaning towards, I like having, when I've got cider in my fridge, I like seeing what the bottles are I'm drinking. Because I know I want a cider, right? So I can go and choose whichever bottle that I've got in my fridge, and I know I'm going to drink that night. Whereas if I get a flagon, it's a bit like what you're saying. You have to just drink it. You don't have a choice. You've got to drink it within a few days, pretty much, don't you?
Yeah.
And maybe that will change once our show comes to an end. I don't know. Maybe because right now I'm used to trying different kinds of bottles of cider, so I think about the bottles of cider.
But that surprised me with you, because you've always been one. I've always been one but I try and have a different cider like every night or whatever. Whereas, from what we've discovered in the show previously, you like finding good cider and then just drinking lots of it.
Yeah,
like you do, but with I still with a crate of Sanford Orchards.
That's correct.
So
yeah.
Surely the whole growler 2-3 liter idea should appeal more to you once you found a good cider.
Yeah, but I can go weeks without having cider.
Right,
as well.
I see. Okay.
I don't have cider as regularly as you do.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily drink as much in the house as you do.
Right, so that's the other side of things.
Yeah, but occasionally I do. And when I do, I like to know that I have a good cider, and I like to know that I can choose a bottle of good cider that I like. And you're right, yeah, if I had a flagon available, fine. But then I'd have to finish it. If I opened it, I'd have to finish it. This is why the growler beers thing doesn't necessarily work for me.
Because you don't drink enough. You're too sensible.
No, I'll be honest, I prefer drinking in pubs.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't drink at home. That doesn't mean you wouldn't drink at home.
No, but I don't.
So I see what you're saying. So you'd rather nip round the corner to the pub by yourself and have a pint.
No.
Than one at home.
No, I don't. I can't even remember the last time I drank by myself in a pub. if I was going to drink by myself, I'd prefer to get a very good cider and sit in the house. But I would generally prefer to drink. To me, it's a sociable thing.
Yeah, I know, but whenever I drink in the house, it's not instead of going out to a pub to drink. So,
well, yeah, but
I'm not replacing drinking in the house with going to the pub.
We're not going to resolve this.
No.
I think we know both where we stand.
Anyway.
That's plenty. We're going to branch out now.
Let's move on.
The return of the feature. I've got this. It's my feature.
No, it's my feature because I bought these bottles.
All right, okay. Let's branch out, IT.
So we're branching out. We haven't branched out in a while.
No.
Because we've really struggled to come across anything worth branching out about.
Yes.
Now, branching out for those new listeners of ours is when we basically try something that...
Hold on. You mean there's people that haven't listened to all 22 shows?
Yes, probably. Right. Now, I'm not going to spout out what was the sort of definition of branch out, because it's more basically a drink that isn't cider,
but which cider drinkers might enjoy.
But cider drinkers might like, yeah. Something you could drink instead of a cider, yeah. That cider drinkers might like.
And I suppose now we've resolved to only reviving this feature whenever there's something worth talking about, and we know it's going to be good.
So this week, because we've been so long without a branch out, we have two.
Good.
One of which we have had before, we will own up to.
Yep.
And it's a Mongozo banana beer.
Banana beer. And IT doesn't like beer.
Now, yeah, exactly. So I've tried this a couple of times in the pub called The Other Place, around the corner from yourself in Cannon Mills.
I noticed you said the pub, you didn't just say, I've tried this in the other place, because that would confuse the listeners.
Yes, yes. It's a very confusing name for a pub.
My local is called The Other Place.
It is called The Other Place, and it's confusing. And they've got quite a decent range of beers.
Quite a swanky wee place.
But unfortunately,
food's okay.
A couple of okay ciders.
Very, very good beer selection, and a couple of decent ciders.
But they sell this banana beer, and I tried it, and I'm not a beer drinker.
No.
But I like it.
It tastes nothing like beer.
Before we talk about it, let's...
Well, let's try
drink it. So, let's crack open this Mongozo banana beer.
To the extent
a little bottle.
I'll say to the extent that whenever I go to that place, it's maybe 50-50 whether I have this or not.
Okay.
It's a kind of comedy drink that some people would frown upon, right?
I like it.
But it's very good.
Let's give it our official tasting.
Because there's nothing... It's good. There's nothing... It still tastes like a refined drink, but it still tastes like a strong banana flavour.
Yeah.
And it's not wholly dissimilar to beer, either.
Well...
It's the perfect balance for me.
See, I'm surprised you say it's the perfect balance, because for me, someone that isn't a beer drinker...
Yeah.
This doesn't taste like beer at all. It's pretty much, to me, it's banana.
Yeah,
now, but... We've had drinks in the... We've had Let's Branch Outs in the past that have been too far beer. But when you drank them, you were like, ah, that's not that beery.
Yeah.
So this, for me, I mean, it's only 3.6%, so it's not very strong.
I think it's because the banana clouds some of the more, I don't know, hoppy elements of lager, or maybe the more ale, any ale taste that you would get. I don't know, I've got no expertise in the tastes of different beers and ales and lagers. But
20% banana juice.
But it just, it's a very strong banana flavour, but there's still an element of beer to it that I quite like.
I mean, it looks sort of like beer, so a wee bit cloudy.
Yeah.
It's got the head of beer. But the taste is really, it's banana-y, like those banana sweets that you get in the pick and mix.
But it's not as, no, because that gives the impression that it's a cheap, nasty banana drink, and it's not that. It's actually a nice drink.
It is a nice drink. It doesn't taste like, I wouldn't say it tastes like artificial, but it does kind of taste like those. It is, yeah. It's interesting.
It tastes like, I suppose we've come to use this word real or proper when referring to cider. And I could almost say the same about this in the sense of high proportion of the underlying juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a refined drink that's made well, and it's not a cheap-ass imitation fortified with tons of sugar to make it drinkable.
Yeah, well...
It's good.
I don't know. Is there sugar in it? Because it is quite sweet. I'd say if you like your sweet cider, you will like this.
Yeah, but I think most people will like it. In fact, I don't think there's not many people that would dislike that.
The beer drinkers like it and the cider drinkers like it.
Yeah. Old friends, my flatmate, right? Steve, who doesn't listen to the show, right? Disloyal, anyway. He would drink this, and he's not into cider at all. But he's very into beer.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Now, this works very
well. You get both ways. You get somebody that doesn't drink cider at all, but it drinks a lot of beer. You drink only cider and no beer. But both of you like this, and I like this, and I'm halfway between.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's pretty much the perfect Let's Branch Out. Maybe not quite as perfect as the Snake Bites, which was a bit of, but that had cider in it, so that was kind of like a cheating Let's Branch Out. This is good because it's a decent drink as well. It's not like a cheapo flavored thing.
So if you see it, listeners, try it. Mongozo banana beer.
I bought this in Beats, I believe it's called, the off license in Leith. By the shore.
Very good.
Just around the corner. Yeah, there are quite a few things in there. Now, while I was there, I also saw a very similar looking bottle to this banana one, but it is a coconut exotic beer by Mongozo.
So it's Mongozo coconut beer, not
now,
banana beer.
Neither of us have had this one before. Have you ever had a coconut beer before?
No.
So this is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Shall we crack it open?
I'm not sure about this one.
Do you like coconut?
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Okay.
You made an absolute fist of that one, didn't you?
It kind of exploded.
Let's pretend. see if I had done that. If I had done that, what would have been happening?
If you'd
right
have
now?
Been done that, I would have been shouting at you. Right, I am actually going to have to pause the podcast while I mop this up. Okay.
Okay, you've fixed... fix the spillage.
Right. Now, that kind of exploded. And yes, if you'd have opened that, I would have shouted that. You, good job. It smells very coconutty.
Yeah.
Although...
Anyway, let's try this now.
...is on the floor. So I'm hoping it's going to be worth it.
That's really nice as well.
Mm. Now, that's nice. A little bit subtler, if that's even a word. More subtle than the banana one. But...
That doesn't really taste like beer at all, that one.
As a non-beer drinker, it's nice.
That's like a coconut milk made into an alcohol straight without any idea of a beer in it.
It's almost like some kind of cocktail.
Does it say coconut beer on it, or does it say just coconut drink?
Yeah, coconut exotic beer.
I suppose there's an element of, I don't know, the consistency of beer maybe to it.
Yeah, it looks like beer, but I mean...
Look at
the colour of it. Almost kind of, I mean...
Like coconut milk. It's what I was saying. It's like alcoholic coconut milk, but nice in a good way.
I might be wrong, because I'm not really that up on my beers, but so it looks like wheat beer, but not for those reasons.
Yeah.
Kind of because it's got coconut in it instead of wheat.
That's really good.
That is really good.
These Mongozo drinks, right? You do get the sort of cheap imitations of, I don't know, weird flavoured beers and stuff like that, and weird flavoured ciders as well. Mongozo might look like the same thing from the cover of it, if you look at the branding, etc. But it's actually a really nice drink, and quite refined.
Mm.
And I would recommend it, anyone tries them.
Yeah, definitely. Two very good Let's Branch Outs, and I'll be having them again. And I don't even drink beer.
Yeah, it's a bit of a strange show. We did a supermarket sweep to start. And we've finished with two radical branch outs that are very successful. Possibly the most successful branch outs we've had.
Yeah, potentially. Mm.
So on that note, we'll end the Edinburgh Cider Review, episode 23.
We shall.
Successful show, more successful than I thought it would be. And we'll see you next time for episode 24. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Time to mop up the floor.